My name is Clayton Watkins. So I have my mom, my dad, I have two older brothers, a twin sister. So growing up, my family, we were close, but we weren't like super close. We each felt like we each had our own lives that we were living. And it's just like, we'd all be doing our own things. And then it's like, we just eventually come and see each other. But I'd say that we weren't like super close knit, but we were like, it was just like we saw each other every day and we didn't really think much about it. So it's like, oh, we'll see them like tomorrow. But we don't never really did anything as a family too often. So my grandpa's death was the first like big loss I had in my family. He was very family oriented. He lived in Florida though, so it was very hard to see him. Him with his family, they were all very close. My mom was very close with her family, with her brother and her parents. And so, yeah, I would say they had a closer relationship on his side then. So at the football game, it was after the game, and my mom came up to me and said that we're gonna have to go to Florida. She didn't say specifically what it was for, but she just said your grandpa is having something happen to your grandpa and it doesn't look good, and so we're gonna go down and see him. And so in my mind I was like, oh great, you know, Florida trip. But I remember her telling me in a very frantic way, like, we gotta go see him, which kind of led me a little bit of like, uh-oh, like something might be wrong. But I thought he like would pull through, and I didn't really think much about it until we got there. So when I'd say goodbye, he was on a respirator. The only thing keeping him alive was that. So in a way, I did get to say goodbye while his heart was beating, but he wasn't really there. So I hadn't really experienced death before, nor have I like thought about it. I thought like everyone would be with me to like the end. Like my mom and dad would be with me to like see my kids, see my wife, see everything. And the same goes with my grandparents. So when that happened, it just struck me as a reality of that that's not true, and that I need to take the time I have with family and with friends, not like, don't take it for granted. My family, after this thing, my family began to, I think for me personally, I began to take time more seriously with them. I know that I'm every time I'm with my dad now, or my mom, like I hug him goodbye and tell him I love him. I didn't used to do that. I never used to tell my parents I love them. I didn't really say love you too much to my parents or my family, even my sister. But now it's like I feel like I have to tell them stuff, or you know, because you don't know the future. So I try to leave nothing unspoken, and I just feel like we're a lot closer than we used to be.